Yeah, I'm very, very, very happy. We're through to the next round of the Intermediate Cup, and we also now make the first round draw for the FA Cup, so we're extremely happy about that. It was a tough game up here. Don't let the score fool you. You know, it was we took the lead in the first half, and we were leading 2-0 at half time, and you know, we were just pinned to our collar. It was a big, strong, physical team on the pitch that wasn't conducive for playing football, what we would like to play. But I must give great credit to the lads, you know, for battling on, and it was a battle. So for that reason, I'm very, very happy to be in the next round.
Eamon, just looking at the start, you got BJ Banda, got the goal on 3 minutes, a dream start, let's call it that.
Yeah, it was a dream start for us to get that goal. And, you know, we went in for a long, long period where they pinned us back. And it was just, you know, a matter of you know, contesting every ball that came in. There wasn't much room to play. They were a big, strong physical side to try to drag you into a battle. And we had to battle. And luckily then we got a fantastic break. Then we got a good goal a few minutes to halftime. So we thought that would have left us comfortable enough. But again, they came out in the second half, and I felt it was a very, very dubious penalty against Conor Tourish, because there was no way he could get out of the flight of the ball out of the way, because he was standing beside your man when he had the shot. But I mean, the referee gave the penalty, so you know, that left us struggling a little bit.
And I suppose getting that third goal was crucial at that stage.
Yeah, getting the third goal was massive. It was a great header from a corner by Conor Tourish, absolutely fantastic goal. And you know, we settled then. That was the first time in the match you could say that we settled, because you could see that their heads went down. They tried everything with us. They, you know, threw everything they had at us, and we were able to sustain that pressure. And you know, in the end, I think our fitness really told. And you know, the pitch was it was big enough, but it was very, very sticky and very bumpy. And you could see that they were used to playing on it, and they played a certain way that they just, you know, put everything into the 18-yard box, and you had to try to defend it, and they fought for every ball in the middle of the field. So, you know, when you look at it like that there, we battled, and we had to battle all the way. And okay, in the end, we scored two more goals, which left it easy for us then. But up until then, you know, it was a hard match.
Yeah, and just looking at your bench, you went down to Dublin today without the experienced Johnny Boner. You had Darren McElwain and Kevin McGrath sitting on the bench. The two lads came on and scored for you, so not two bad lads to take on.
Yeah, we were missing both Johnny Boner and Luke Nealis, and I suppose I'd have to say after last week's match, they probably would have been in the team today, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, the fellas that came in, did very, very well. Ryan Onigan was excellent, and he came in, and Declan Sharkey was very, very good. And so, you know, the fellas that came off to start in the first 11, you know, were good. And then the fellas I brought on, and I mean, you could see that they want to be in the team, you know, and they want to get into the team. And I thought they were excellent when they came on. So, you know, it wasn't just a team performance, it was a whole panel performance. And I must say, I'm very, very lucky to have such a strong panel. And hopefully I can hold on to them.
And looking at that Letterkenny Rovers side now, they're getting, in 2016, they got to the final. And bringing that experience into today's game, it's vital, Eamon.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It really stood for us today, you know, for the players that were involved in it. And you could see, you know, we talked before we went out, you know, that this is a game that's about 180 minutes. It's not about 90 minutes. We will go out there and fight all the way for the 90 minutes. And if we got a draw and get them back to Donegal, we would have been happy enough, you know, because we knew that we were going into a difficult pitch. We knew we were going to be playing against a very physical side. So, you know, with that in mind, you could see that the boys were prepared for the battle, and they knew that this wasn't going to be just a matter of playing football, that they would have to battle. And I think, you know, from journeys to Cork and journeys up here in the last 2 years, I think the experience really, really stood to us.
This year's performance is something of note from Letterkenny Rovers. You've gone to Coghill, you've beat them, in the FA Intermediate, and you're sitting top of the Ulster Senior League. Confidence is high?
Yeah, well, that's the good thing about it. Confidence is high, and it was high coming into this match. Now, we're not confident about anything other than our next match, and that's one thing we set out at the start of the season. The next match is what we're looking to now. Nobody's looking at tables, nobody's looking at where we are, everybody's focusing on playing and trying to play well, and you know, the fellas that are not in the team are focusing on trying to get into the team. So there's a good blend there at the moment, and I must say, you know, I must give great credit to all the lads, because that's the way they've started the season, and you won't find any of them talking about about anything else other than our next match.
Do you feel that was your Achilles heel maybe a couple of years ago, maybe getting getting ahead of themselves? And that can happen with them teams.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, last year, and I'm not faulting the lads either. Naturally, I don't do Facebook and I don't go on their face page because I don't want to hear what they have to say about me, to be honest. I was told they were getting a little bit ahead of themselves. So we had a big meeting about that at the start of the season. So now we're not going to, they're not going to fall for that anymore. We're just going to take every game as it comes.
Obviously, that talk has worked, Eamon. And I suppose out of today's game, you head into the FAI Senior Cup and hopefully you get a home draw and a huge crowd and maybe one of the big boys.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we have to get through the first round of what we're doing. I think it's probably intermediate will be in that. But, as you say, if we've got a home draw on that and, get through to the next round and facing the big boys, I mean, that's what this competition is about, getting into the last 16 so you get into the FAI Cup and then you have something else to look forward to. Your season gets, longer and longer and more games, and that's what fellas want to be involved in. And this panel are very, very hungry for football this year, and, they're really looking forward to, what's ahead. But as I said, they're taking it, one game at a time.